Om Sang Saraswati Namaha. Chapter 5 is the longest of the chapters, and so if there are any questions as we go through, stop me as we're going along, rather than going back. Now, in the last chapter we said, Shiva, you're like the light of wisdom that comes and illuminates the whole house of sacrifice. And now in this fifth chapter, we want to bow to you, because we see you in so many different ways. We're going to bow to you. Praise to Om. I bow to you, Rudra, reliever of sufferings, who gives wisdom to all. I bow to your anger that purifies iniquity. I bow to the strength of your arms. So Shiva gets only mad when he sees unrighteousness, when he sees iniquity. That's when he's angry. He purifies the duality. Hey, Rudra, reliever of sufferings, remember, Asru Trayate, who takes away the tears. Along with the Divine Mother, your beautiful body grants welfare and merit upon seeing it. Hey, Lord of Mountains, please look in our direction with that pleasing countenance. Hey, Lord of Mountains, because our enemies are most formidable, you hold the bow in your hands. O you, into whom all life dissolves, give welfare. Do not allow violence to mankind or the world. Remember in chapter 10 of the Chandi, when Shumba, self-conceit, got really mad at the mother, he said, Oh, Divine Mother, you're fighting by means of the strength of others. And the Divine Mother said, I am the only one in this perceivable universe. And she withdrew all her Shaktis into herself so that there was only one form remaining in the perceivable existence. So here we're calling Shiva, O you into whom all life dissolves. All dissolves into his being. O Lord of the Mountains, we are singing this meritorious song of praise to you and bowing with pure devotion, praying that you make the world free from disease. O you who have many faces, you are worthy of being worshipped and remembered with my greatest strength of effort, because you are the divine physician. With the greatest strength of effort, you are the divine physician. So eradicate all disease from this universe. Everyone who has any uneasiness, any dis-ease. But please, divine physician, hey Rudra, reliever of sufferings, destroy all poisons and all demonical maladies of the body and the mind. So, Rudra, you have many faces. You are worthy of being worshipped and remembered with my greatest strength of effort, because you are the divine physician. Hey, Rudra, reliever of sufferings, destroy all poisons and all demonical maladies of the body and mind. His form is bright when he rises in the form of the sun, and at the end of the day, red. At other times it is yellow. O manifestation of welfare, whose thousand rays take refuge in the east, we dissolve his anger in our devotion. He is the form of the one eternal light in constant movement, who is the protectors of the light and the waters of truth always long to see. May he give us the delight of his perception. I bow to he who is everywhere, who sees all, who has a blue throat. To he who is completely full, I bow. Yes, please.
Oh, okay. That's Shiva.
Yeah, okay. It sure is. Nilagriva, Shitikanta, Niratabaku, Shwetanga, Chandrasekara.
Now, back then, in those days, that was the image that Shiva was... The story of Shiva with the blue throat was way back then.
Oh, yes, that comes from Vedic times. It was expounded upon and expanded in the Puranas and described in the Puranas, but that story of Shiva drinking the poison comes from the Vedas. Here we have his description in the Ajurveda. I bow to he who is everywhere, who sees all, who has a blue throat. To he who is completely full, I bow. O Lord, open the enemy's bowstring from its two sides and let the arrows fall from his hands to the ground. He has no capacity to attack us. Loosen the string from his bow so he can't even fire an arrow. O Rudra, reliever of sufferings with matted hair, let his bow be without a string, let his arrows be without arrowheads, let his arrow holder be empty. Now that's the opponent I want to face. If all of my limitations had no arrows and no arrowheads on their arrows and no arrows in their quivers, I would be most courageous to go into battle. O grantor of desires, with a bow in your hand, protect us on every side from all kinds of conflict. Hey Rudra, reliever of sufferings, your bow and arrows are for the purpose of maintaining peace. May we renounce our selfish attachment for your peace. O Rudra, reliever of sufferings, who sees with 1,000 eyes, with hundreds of weapons, with bows and arrows, and all manner of weapons, may you bless us with consciousness filled with peace and beauty. O Rudra, reliever of sufferings, we bow to your weapons. We bow to your bow and arrows and to your two strong arms. We bow and we bow. O Rudra, reliever of sufferings, do not judge the great among us. Do not judge the elderly, nor the children, nor the youth. Do not judge the children in the womb, nor our fathers or mothers or our beloveds. O Rudra, reliever of sufferings, do not judge our children or grandchildren, our lives or cows or horses. With offerings of oblations, we propitiate you in the sacred fire sacrifice. By judge, we're talking about, do not condemn us. Do not criticize us. Do not find fault with our behavior or our attitudes. And that's the application. Please make us free from all fault. Do not judge us, criticize us in any way, or put us down in any way. Make us rise. Raise us up. We are praying to you with devotion in the sacred fire sacrifice. We are offering to you all of our limitations. We're offering to you all of our iniquities. We're putting all of that junk in the fire. We bow to the one with golden arms and to he who has a vast army and to the Lord of the directions. We bow to the trees with golden leaves and to the Lord of all animals. We bow to he who is extremely beautiful and of yellow and red hue, and to he who protects the paths. We bow to he who has golden hair and wears a sacred thread, and to he who is the Lord of all nourishment. We bow to he who rides on a bull and destroys enemies, and to the Lord of all food. We bow to he who dissolves the world of objects and relationships, and to the protector of the perceivable world. We bow to he who is prepared for war and to the protector of the body. We bow to the charioteer of creation and to the Lord of the forest. We bow to he who is established as the Lord of light and to the Lord of trees. We bow to he who is the extension of the entire earth and to the giver of wealth and to the Lord of all vegetation. We bow to the Lord of all victorious vibrations and mantras, and to the Lord of those who make a loud battle cry. We bow to he whose arrows move swiftly from the bow in battle, and to the protector of those who take refuge. We bow to he who is the entire world in completeness, and to He who is the Lord of all living beings. We bow to He who is with all thoughts, and to He who is free from all illness, and the Lord of the wounded. We bow to He who is the Lord who sits upon the summit, and who disciplines thieves. And that means all the thieves. Even those of us who steal a breath without remembering the name of God. We bow to He who is the Lord of those who behave respectfully, and to the Supreme Lord of all who move in the forest. We bow to He who moves secretly and who moves in supreme secrecy, or who is also hidden within. Very secret place, where you can only find Him if you look inside. No one can see Him with their outside eyes. We bow to He who holds a quiver full of arrows and who is in constant jop. We bow to He who holds a thunderbolt and who protects the wealth of the land. We bow to He who moves in the night and who causes all transformation. We bow to He who wears a turban for a crown and who is Lord of the houses in the land. We bow to He who is the great desire or target and who lifts the bow. We bow to He who mounts the arrow into the bow and He who adjusts the arrow in the bow. Now remember, this bow is the bow of determination, and the arrow is the focus of pure attention. And we mount the arrow of pure attention and focus into the bow of determination, and we adjust it as we take aim to the target.
Swami, what's the turban in the previous verse?
Most of the sadhus wear a turban as a symbol of renunciation or as a symbol of covering their head in piety or in humility. Most often when we pray, we wear some kind of head covering. We bow to He who stretches the bowstring and who is the abode of power. We bow to He who takes careful aim and to He who worships and honors the divine and offers His success. So here we have this arrow of attention going into the bow of determination. We're taking careful aim, and this is our worship and offering our success without self-conceit. We let go. We bow to He who is felt in dreaming and waking consciousness. We bow to He who is still and He who moves. We bow to He who is established and He who advances. We bow to He who is present in the community and is Lord of the multitudes. We bow to He who is the horse and the Lord of horses. We bow to He who is always the same and who is hidden as the divinity within all the various forms. So here we have another reference to the being inside. We bow to He whose extensive army slays all difficulties and adversities. We bow to He who is the multitude and the Lord of the multitudes. We bow to He who is the vow of worship and the Lord of the vow. We bow to He who is the illumination of love and the Lord of illumination. We bow to He who is without form and is the form of the universe. We bow to He who is the army and the Lord of the army. We bow to He who is upon a chariot and without a chariot. We bow to He who has dominion and who holds together all existence. We bow to He who is the great and He who is the small. We bow to He who is the creator and the protector. We bow to He who works with clay and He who works with iron. We bow to He who is seated in an asana and who is established within the multitudes. We bow to he who is with the lowly and is with those who seek. We bow to he who is with those who are in misery and to the Lord of the miserable. We bow to he who is all existence and to the reliever of sufferings. We bow to he who destroys all enmity and to the Lord of animals. We bow to he who has a blue neck and who has a dark blue throat. We bow to he whose hair is tangled and whose hair is disheveled. Okay. We bow to he whose hair is tangled and whose hair is disheveled. We bow to he who has 1,000 eyes and who is seen in 100 rainbows. We bow to he who rests in the mountains and who is established in rays of light. We bow to he who gives bountifully and to he who is with those who endeavor to reach the goal. We bow to he who is with those who are short and those who are dwarfed.
Is there a difference?
Yes.
Shorter.
Some of us are really dwarfed, not just short. Some of us are short and dwarfed.
And mute.
We bow to he who is with those who are great and who is with those who pour forth goodness. We bow to he who is with those who continue to grow and who is with those who inspire growth. We bow to he who is with those who take the lead and who is with those who are foremost. We bow to he who acts quickly and who excels. We bow to he who is fast and he who moves with speed. We bow to he who has become manifest and who inhabits within his manifestation. We bow to he who flows like a river and who inhabits the islands. We bow to he who is oldest and he who is youngest. We bow to he who is the firstborn and who will be the last to be born. We bow to he who will be born in the middle and to he who is not perplexed. He was the first one born, he will be the last one to be born, and he is born in the middle. Is there anything else but him? He is omnipresent. So how could there be another? Ekoivaham jagadyatra dvitiyam namamapara. There is not a second. There's only one. So he was the first to be born, he's born in the middle, and he will be the last to be born. And there is no other but him. We bow to he who is with the least important and to he who is with the intelligent. We bow to he who is pure and who is the supreme lord of rivers. We bow to he who controls and who abides in tranquility. We bow to he who controls and who abides in tranquility. We bow to he who is expressed in verse and who is the redeemer of the distressed. We bow to he who makes the soil fertile and who fills the granary. We bow to he who dwells in the forest and who dwells in the grass. We bow to he who is celebrated with praise and who is celebrated with supreme praise. We bow to he who is with those who move quickly and with those who move on the fastest conveyance. We bow to he who is mighty and who allows no division. We bow to he who wears a head covering and who wears armor. We bow to he who wears protective mail and who wears various protection.
Protective mail?
Yeah, remember a coat of mail, like a suit of armor, like a knight, a chain link kavach. These are various forms of kavach, the suits of armor that we wear so that we become impervious to others' vibrations. We bow to he whose fame is celebrated and whose army's fame is celebrated. We bow to he who beats the drum and who is bold and courageous. We bow to he who is considerate and who is in constant japa. We bow to he who is sought after and who is sharply focused. We bow to he who has sharp weapons and who is beyond all war. We bow to he who has no enmity and who has an excellent bow. We bow to he who is heard of in the Vedas and who is the path. We bow to he who is unfathomably deep and who is at the foot of the mountain. We bow to he who is a stream and he who is an ocean. We bow to he who is a river and he who is a tank.
A tank of water, right?
A tank of water, yes. You know, in the temples, there are these large reservoirs of water, and we call them bathing tanks.
Ghats.
Well, there are ghats leading into the tank. But what do you call the body of water? A pond, a reservoir, a pool, a tank. All right, you get the idea. We bow to he who is a well and he who is invoked by others. We bow to he who is worshipped and he who is the object of purifying austerities. We bow to he who is the cloud that obscures wisdom and he who is the lightning that shines forth with illumination. We bow to he who is rain and who pours forth the rain. We bow to he who moves with the wind and who moves with the storm. We bow to he who is true and genuine and he who is the Lord of the home. We bow to he who is the moon of devotion and who is the reliever of suffering. We bow to he who is of copper red color and he who is the bright red of the love that brings the light of wisdom. We bow to he who gives the blessing of auspiciousness and who is the Lord of animals. We bow to he who is powerful and he who is tremendous. We bow to he who is foremost and who is boundless. We bow to he who is the destroyer of all and who holds weapons. We bow to he who is in the trees and who has divinely beautiful brown hair. We bow to he who shines in the stars. We bow to he whose being is in peace and who is the delight of all. We bow to he who is the cause of peace and who is the cause of all enjoyment. We bow to he who is the consciousness of infinite goodness and who is the most auspicious consciousness of infinite goodness. We bow to he who is the ultimate authority and beyond whom there is none else. We bow to he who elevates devotees and who is most superior. We bow to he who is the greatest place of pilgrimage and who is at the farthest extremity. We bow to he who is in the grass and to he who is in the foam or froth. We bow to he who is in the sand and who is in the water's flow. Kushman, you have a question?
The foam.
The foam.
He killed an asura.
Yes, didn't he? He killed Vritrasura by use of the foam. Remember, Vritrasura couldn't be killed by anything hard or anything soft. He couldn't be killed in the water or on the land. So Indra brought him to the edge of the sea where the foam was coming, and he picked up some foam and threw it at him.
This bud's for you.
But. We bow to he who is in the sand and who is in the water's flow. We bow to he who is in the gravel and to he who lives quietly. We bow to he who has matted hair and he who precedes the giver of law. We bow to he who is in the desert and he who roams on the distant paths. We bow to he who illuminates lightning and he who is the refuge of man. We bow to he who is the resting place of all and who is the wealth of the house. We bow to he who lives in the hearts of all beings and who surrounds all existence. We bow to he who is extremely deep and who is totally absorbed. We bow to he who is withered or emaciated and who is pale, covered with ashes. We bow to he who is white like camphor and who fills the atmosphere. We bow to he who diminishes negativity and who is beyond negativity. We bow to he who is expansive and who is the beautiful container. We bow to he who is in green vegetation and who eats green vegetation. We bow to he who raises his voice in excitement and who is always helpful. We bow to he who draws all to himself and who sends all away from himself. So here you have the creator who sends people away, and the dissolver who brings them back. We bow to he who arranges everything and who aims the bow at the target. We bow to he who radiates divine light in the hearts of all. We bow to he who illuminates divine discrimination in the hearts of all. We bow to he who replaces all evil with divinity in the hearts of all. We bow to he who is the indestructible divine nature in the hearts of all. And for every one of these verses, we're going to offer swaha. There's 161 oblations in chapter 5. We unite with Shiva by bowing to all his manifestations. And this is called the Namakam because Namo Nama. We're bowing and bowing to you and uniting with you as we do. O Shiva with matted hair, who is blue and red, who presides over all living beings and animals, save all from the darkness of affliction, illness, and death. May the reliever of sufferings with matted hair, who destroys the pride of heroes, bestow upon us such resolution of thought as to nourish the entire universe with its villages of two-footed and four-footed beings. Bandhu, you're included in the scripture. You're welcome in the class. May that Rudra, reliever of sufferings, and Shiva, the divine mother as infinite consciousness, who embody the universe, heal us from all maladies, both physically and mentally, and bestow upon us a delightful life. O Rudra, reliever of sufferings, remove from us all enmity. O destroyer of selfishness, eradicate all violence. Bring us to your stillness so that we may all share in your delight. O most bountiful Shiva, give us minds filled with excellence. Come bearing your trident and make war upon the residents of the cruel and pitiless. We bow to you who is free from passion, the Supreme Lord, whose intrinsic nature is purity. With the thousands of weapons at your command, protect us from all enmity. O Supreme Lord, with thousands of weapons at your command, protect us from all enmity with your every capacity. reliever of sufferings, infinite in nature, with thousands of manifestations over and above the earth. Thus we roam in distant places extending for thousands of miles and use the weapons of knowledge for the removal of ignorance. You are over and above the great sea, the atmosphere, and all that has come into existence. Thus we roam in distant places extending for thousands of miles and use the weapons of knowledge for the removal of ignorance.
What are the weapons of knowledge? The knowledge itself was the weapon.
Well, the weapons of knowledge are all the tools and implements, all the applications of knowledge to our circumstance, which gives us greater improvement. So here, knowledge itself is the weapon, or the weapons of knowledge, all the weapons that knowledge brings. O reliever of sufferings with a dark blue neck, you are the support of the heavens. Thus we roam in distant places, extending for thousands of miles, and use the weapons of knowledge for the removal of ignorance. O one with a dark blue neck, you slay with arrows the fears of the lower regions beneath the earth. Thus we roam in distant places, extending for thousands of miles, and use the weapons of knowledge for the removal of ignorance.
This is like the Sadhu's chant.
Yes. Here we are, roaming in distant places, extending for thousands of miles. We're out in this world of duality. What protection do we have? We have the weapons of knowledge for the removal of ignorance. And we get to go home and stop roaming. Here all of us are exiled into this world of duality. And roaming for thousands of miles, year after year. And thus, we have the weapons of knowledge for the removal of ignorance. O you who are without passion, with a blue neck, you are in the trees, both young and old. Thus we roam in distant places extending for thousands of miles and use the weapons of knowledge for the removal of ignorance. Those with matted hair and those with no hair at all regard you as the supreme lord of all beings. And here we talk about the matted hair being the Shaivites and those who are completely munda being the Vaishnavas. Different classes of renunciation. Thus we roam in distant places extending for thousands of miles and use the weapons of knowledge for the removal of ignorance. All travelers on the path take refuge from the battles of life in you. And thus we roam in distant places extending for thousands of miles and use the weapons of knowledge for the removal of ignorance. O you without attachment, those who visit the pilgrimage places and speak of you hold the arrows of concentration in their hands. They're the ones. They go on pilgrimage and they speak of you. They have the weapons. They have those arrows of focus. They have the bows of determination. That's why they're making a spiritual pilgrimage in their life or of their lives. Their lives are spiritual pilgrimages. Thus we roam in distant places extending for thousands of miles and use the weapons of knowledge for the removal of ignorance. You are in the food which has been prepared and in the drink which people drink. Thus we roam in distant places extending for thousands of miles and use the weapons of knowledge for the removal of ignorance. O Rudra, the truth of your being is so great that you have spread out in all directions, becoming everything. Thus we roam in distant places extending for thousands of miles and use the weapons of knowledge for the removal of ignorance. We bow to the forms of Rudra in the heavens who cause the rains to fall. To them, 10 to the east, 10 to the south, 10 to the west, 10 to the north, 10 above. May these forms of Rudra protect us and fill us with delight. We send all conflict to Rudra for it to be destroyed. And here's a footnote at the back page, page 90. 10 means our 10 fingertips placed together in bowing, our utmost respect. Or it means the space of 10 fingers' breadth, the entire heart area, or the fullness of my heart. Or it means our 10 indriyas, or senses, offered to the God in every direction, the 5 organs of action and 5 organs of knowledge. So 10 in every direction. I bow to you. The utmost respect in every direction. Or I fill my heart, I put my heart out in every direction. Or I put all my senses in every direction. I see you, I perceive you everywhere. We bow to the forms of Rudra in the atmosphere who cause the winds to blow. To them, 10 to the east, 10 to the south, 10 to the west, 10 to the north, 10 above. May these forms of Rudra protect us and fill us with delight. We send all conflict to Rudra for it to be destroyed. Again, we're not seeking to destroy all conflict. Hey God, you take it. I have no capacity to extricate myself from all conflict. My only capacity is to remember God and to call upon God. You take all conflict away from me. We bow to the forms of Rudra on the earth who take delight and nourishment in food. To them, 10 to the east, 10 to the south, 10 to the west, 10 to the north, 10 above, may these forms of Rudra protect us and fill us with delight. We send all conflict to Rudra for it to be destroyed. And thus ends the 5th chapter. Are there any questions? When we are not in peace, his peace is disrupted. The internal Rudra has no peace so long as we're in conflict. He's perceiving our conflict. So we're saying, I want to give you peace. So I'm going to sacrifice all of my selfish attachments so that I can give you peace.
Oh, would it also be accurate to think that since Rudra is all things, he is both peace and conflict, and we are just giving ourselves beyond that duality into...
We're seeing Rudra present in both the conflict and the peace. As soon as we do that, it ceases to be conflict, and it becomes a manifestation of God.
Nice.
That's very nice, too. Are there other questions? Om Sang Saraswati Namaha.